Twitch 2021, 125 gigabyte leaked because internal networks aren't enough. A server misconfiguration on an internal source control system exposed Twitch's entire code base, creator payout records, and unreleased projects, a case study in why internal is not a security boundary. On October 6th, 2021, an anonymous poster on 4chan published a 125 gigabyte torrent of Twitch's internal data. The leak included the complete source code for Twitch.tv, iOS, and Android clients, internal developer tooling, 3 years of creator, payout records covering the top 10,000 earners, an unreleased Steam competitor codenamed Vapor, and Twitch's proprietary security tooling. The attacker claimed it was part one of a larger release and framed the leak as an effort to foster more disruption and competition in the online video streaming space. Twitch confirmed the breach the same day. In the weeks that followed, security researchers and Twitch engineers pieced together the probable root cause. A misconfigured server on Twitch's internal network, combined with a network architecture that treated internal as a synonym for trusted. What was exposed and why it mattered, the business impact extended well beyond reputational damage. Creator payout data, precise earnings figures for the top 10,000 streamers going back 3 years, was published in full. This created immediate and lasting harm for individual creators. Their income became public knowledge, affecting their negotiations with brand sponsors, their personal safety, high earners attract targeted threats, and their leverage in conversations with Twitch itself. Source code exposure is a slower but more durable risk. Twitch's proprietary recommendation, algorithms, monetization logic, and internal tooling became visible to competitors and attackers simultaneously. Competitors gained insight into product direction and technical architecture. Attackers gained the ability to audit the code base for exploitable vulnerabilities. Security through obscurity had been an invisible layer of defense, and it was now gone. The leak of internal security tooling was particularly damaging. Twitch's bot detection systems, abuse flagging pipelines, and fraud prevention logic were now documented and available to the communities whose behavior those tools were designed to constrain. The flat network anti-pattern, the core failure, was architectural. Twitch, like many technology companies that grew rapidly, maintained an internal network where services could communicate with each other with few restrictions. The implicit security model was, if you are inside the network, you are trusted. This is the flat internal network anti-pattern, and it is the single most common reason that a limited initial compromise becomes a catastrophic data breach. In a flat network, a misconfigured service that becomes reachable from the internet does not just expose itself, it exposes everything the internal network can reach. There are no internal firewall rules to cross, no additional authentication requirements to satisfy, and no network-level logging granular enough to distinguish legitimate internal traffic from lateral movement by an attacker who has already crossed the perimeter. Twitch's internal Git infrastructure, which held all of the source code that was eventually leaked, was reachable from the misconfigured server. From the attacker's perspective, once the initial server was accessible, the path to the source repositories was open. What network segmentation would have changed? Proper network segmentation places internal services into separate network zones, each with explicit rules governing which services can communicate with which other services. Source control systems, internal developer tools, and financial data stores belong in isolated private subnets with no direct internet route and no default permit rules allowing access from other internal zones. In AWS terms, this means placing internal services in private subnets, subnets with no internet gateway route, accessible only via VPN or AWS client VPN for engineer access, or via explicit VPC endpoint policies for service-to-service communication. Security groups are applied at the instance level to restrict inbound access to specific source security group IDs, not broad CIDR ranges. Network ACLs provide a subnet-level backstop. The key principle is that internet-facing services, load balancers, API gateways, CDN origins, live in a DMZ or public subnet, while internal services live in private subnets and can only be reached by other services that have been explicitly granted access. A misconfigured DMZ tier service becoming reachable from the internet would not by itself grant any access to private subnet services because there is no root. Zero trust for internal services, network segmentation addresses perimeter exposure, but not lateral movement by authenticated internal services. Zero trust extends the model. Every request between internal services must be authenticated, regardless of which network segment the requester is in. For services running on AWS, this means using IAM authentication for service-to-service calls, SIGv4 signed requests, not open internal HTTP endpoints, VPC endpoint policies that restrict which principals can access shared services via private endpoints and mutual TLS for non-AWS service communication. An attacker who compromises one internal service should not be able to reach another service simply by making an HTTP request to its private IP address. VPC flow logs provide the detection layer. They capture all accepted and rejected traffic at the ENI level, making it possible to identify unexpected communication patterns, a service reaching a destination it has never communicated with before, or high-volume data transfers from an internal service to an external IP. Feeding flow logs into an SIAM or Amazon detective surfaces these patterns without requiring manual log review. Takeaway: Twitch's breach was not the result of a sophisticated attack. It was the result of a server being misconfigured in a network architecture where misconfiguration meant total exposure. The lesson is that internal network perimeter is not a security control. It is a temporary obstacle. Segmentation, least privileged service-to-service authentication, and network-level logging are the controls that limit what any single failure can reach. Treating them as optional until after a breach is a choice with a predictable outcome.